try not to laugh to this Cracker Milk podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Cracker Milk podcast. Woo! I'm joined with Nick, Chris, Elias, and Connor, me, and I just wanted to let you all know before we jump right in that the full, uncensored, uncut version of this with an extra 10 to 20 minutes is available on our Patreon. You can pay, what, like bloody $2. You get every podcast we've done, uncut and uncensored. We release them every week. And let me tell you something about this one. It's a real funny one, I think.
Yeah, did we do a crock shot of that
one? We recorded this at the end of the podcast, didn't we?
We did, didn't we?
You know, the idea of Elias tripping over is like, it like all I visualize is him dying on impact because he's so big.
No, I just see the, like, on loop of like the running and being like, what's it called? When you, where you're like,
perpetually slipping.
Yeah. Perpetually slipping.
When Elias runs, he runs with such heavy feet, I've had to tell him to stop running around me because it makes me anxious.
Fucking earth he does. We were filming the other day on that fucking bridge.
And like, oh my god!
And all I could hear was this fucking bong, 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 bong.
They call that radiation gloop in Chernobyl the elephant's foot. But I'll tell you, the two real elephant's feet, it's yours. The way you fucking throw those things down on the fucking
I think it's
earth.
Also because of his elevation, like the gravity. He has to run on an angle.
Yeah, the wind pushes him back if he runs straight. Well, the Crack and Milk podcast is here once again. This episode, we've got a loose theme. I like to theme them. This one's a loose, some of them are little chit-chats.
How loose?
Whoa,
how loose is the theme?
Leading question. That's a leading question.
Loosey-goosey.
Pretty loose.
Yeah, loose okay.
How loose are you, man?
I'm quite tight.
Really? No, you're not.
Yeah.
You're not tight, dude. We've heard Chris. What comes out of your bum.
Financially, but
you're not doing well financially.
Sexually.
No.
We did get an email from your accountant, and they've killed themselves after looking at your account. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
Because their whole financial structure was built around ripping you off, and they went.
They
look at
how the fuck are we going to rip this guy off?
That's right.
And that was definitely related to me.
No, he was really depressed.
Yeah.
He was really, really depressed.
So my stuff is just unrelated.
Well, what was funny is in your bank statement that you sent him at the end, you said, hey, kill yourself. So I feel like that's...
I did not say that.
That's what you said.
You're his 13th reason why.
You're the 13th reason why.
No.
Yeah, dude.
No. I said, hey, pay yourself.
Don't watch that show.
Oh, you were meant to write pay.
Yeah, I did write
pay. No, autocorrected to kill, dude. Look, here's a bank statement. Look.
Yeah. I feel autocorrect has been responsible for more deaths.
You reckon?
Yeah, definitely.
What's that?
Autocorrect. It's been responsible for more carnage in this world. Breakups, deaths, wars.
Then what?
Anything. Autocorrect is...
Yeah, I didn't fuck her. I didn't duck her.
I feel like Zycon B probably caused more deaths than fucking autocorrect, mate.
What the fuck is Zycon B?
It's the gas that they used to kill all of the Jewish innocents in World War II. And you're going to make a joke about...
He knows he was there.
No, he wasn't. Oh, you were. But you're one of those electrician fellas.
Wow. I reckon autocorrect is probably
it's
like...
It's a comedy podcast, by the way. So let's just go straight to the fucking Holocaust.
Yeah, every time. Idea. Every time. Right, yeah. Every time.
I reckon autocorrect is just being blamed.
Yes, and...
I'm not the fucking idiot fucking throwing out autocorrect statements like that.
I said autocorrect and you took it to fucking Zircon B.
Autocorrect is more... has killed more people than war. Okay. Well, if you're going to make a silly statement like that, I'm going to remind you of the harsh reality that is the Holocaust every time.
Boo!
Yeah, boo the Holocaust. Boo! We hate... Are you booing the Holocaust or are you booing Jews?
You.
Ah. Oh.
Yeah, I'm with that. Yeah, I'm with that.
I reckon...
Speaking of Holocaust...
When
are you due for a haircut?
Aren't you due for a haircut?
I've seen it leaking out of the bottom of his
hair
trousers.
Hair plug? The opposite, hair plug?
Yeah, he gets one hair plug. He gets hair... Imagine that Chris gets hair plugs, but it's just like one more inch. It's just closer.
Yeah, but it's all just like pubes.
Does your hair get matted, though? Like, you know...
Do you like?
Does your head get sunburned?
Do you have rats? Do you have rats living in there? Is that like an ecosystem?
I feel like you're being a little too cruel to me.
No, asking a serious question because
there's a hole in the side of it. There's like a hole. Bit. Like I think there's.
But does it like get matted though? Because like you know how like dogs
I like
have
being
that
on the
undercoat,
same side as you. It's
good. That undercoat as well.
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you something. I'll tell you a point of difference.
I get so upset.
I'm not a fucking dog. So no, my hair doesn't get matted.
Doggy hair.
No, I have sheep-like wool.
Is that why you didn't like...
That's right. Well, but sheep have to get crutched and shit because they get matted from all the poo and crap.
Yeah, I have haircuts.
No, you go to the dog groomer. You take your dog because he's got the same hair as you.
Okay. my barber specializes in my hair and dog hair. That's because he's a good barber. He's not a dog groomer.
His name is Barber, but right. he is a dog groomer. Yeah,
that's right. Okay, so what? I go to Bobby a dog barber, groomer to get my hair man. Did. It's because
you get treaties at the end?
Yes, of course I get treaties at the end. Sometimes they're human treaties.
They put a little bow. Like
my tail doesn't wag. No, they don't put a little bow on me.
What's your favorite flavor of dog treat?
Dog treat.
It's human treats.
It's kangaroo.
It's definitely human treats.
Yeah, that's right. Is it kangaroo?
No,
flavor?
Pig's ears are what I like.
Dude, when I was looking through your hair just then, I saw like an eye looking at me. It was really weird.
When you're looking through my hair?
Yeah, just then.
You saw a little eye.
Yeah, when I just Elias, poked you don't up want that
to
little
do
bit.
That's my third eye, but I'd be very careful talking about hair,
you
bud.
You don't want to do this, Elias. Do not jump into this. Leave this to the professionals, please.
All right, I'll sit here in silence. You guys go ahead.
You don't want to crack open
the I will never say another word.
That's
right.
That's good for a podcast.
Stop all your hair.
About my hair. Yeah. Your hair's looking good, Silver. I really think you suit the whites coming through. You're a bit of a silver fox, man.
I kind of like the beanie yesterday. I like your beanie look. Yeah. I mean, the backwards hat, that's kind of, you know, retro. It's kind of got that thing going. If you're looking
take
at,
fashion
you know,
advice from the guy that wears every like, shirt he wears as a funny pun from a show.
This is not a funny pun from a show. This is a cruise shirt from a production.
I also just think that if Chris put a hat on backwards, it'd be like Mole Man from Simpsons. That's like, hey, young people.
You're Mole Man.
Mole Man is the coolest character.
It's
on
Hans Mole Man.
Hans Mole Man is what did I say?
Put the
Hans.
Hat on.
Hans and Hans.
Where's your? Yeah.
What are you doing?
You actually look fine in a backwards hat.
That's great.
I see Mole Man.
I think that's cooler.
That's why you shouldn't take advice from him, dude. Look what he thinks is cool.
That's right.
Do you have your boat license, Chris?
No, I don't have a boat license, actually. I've never been... I'm not a salty guy. I'm not a water guy. I'm not a seaman.
You're not a seaman.
I'm not a seaman.
You want your boat license, huh?
I want it,
You live on a fucking island.
Yeah, currently.
Oh, that's right. You're going to move.
He's
going to move from the island.
You live on an island as well, don't you? The biggest island.
Oh, by the way, Elias lives at the address 58. Anyway, guys.
Fuck, did you say that?
Uncensor that. Don't censor that, please, Scoop. I want that in. Just send him gifts. He likes mysterious white powders and envelopes.
No.
I would say the people you need to worry about most already know where you live.
That's really scary. I don't like it.
So you're getting off the island.
What about when you get off the island?
No longer Gilligan. This is
get off on the island?
You're going to get off on the
island? I'd hope you wank on the island. You've been there long enough.
I'm trying to impregnate the island.
Are you digging holes in the sand and fucking them?
Yes.
Dude, you got to stop doing that.
Why?
Because, dude, the island's going to get pregnant from
seed. I think
that's
why he's moving. Is because he's spread it enough. He needs to go somewhere else.
I'm trying to expand.
Who keeps fucking out this island? Who keeps putting cum in these holes?
I'm trying to expand my territory.
He heard the cops interrogating people. He goes, oh, fuck, I got to go. Imagine going to the island, it's just full of little holes everywhere.
That's right. You think they're fucking sand crabs.
Yeah,
they're not.
They're
not bandicoots in my backyard.
Do you have bandicoots on the island?
Yeah, fuck loads.
You got bandicoots on the island?
Yeah.
Oh, so
what the
cute.
Fuck? How'd they get there?
They're cute.
They're kind of ratty.
Introduced species. Sure.
Probably cute rats. Swim.
What do you mean, how do they get on the island?
They're gonna fucking swim bandicoots.
It's probably a land, there's probably a land bridge or something.
No, there's no land bridge.
Well, obviously not now.
Yeah.
not anymore.
People have been wanting a fucking bridge for decades, and people keep talking about it, and it's never going to happen.
Is it
because
of the bandicoots? No, they're like, we've already got bandicoots. We don't need this
bridge.
Because
bridges have to be two way, not one way. And I'm assuming everyone on that bridge wants to get the fuck off that island. No one wants to go on.
They can't leave.
Is it the thing about the Australian East Coast is like we have Brisbane. I don't know how other places are, but we have so many islands off our coast, so many. And two things happen, and it's either you go there because you have a criminal record, or you grow up there. Like I think yours is probably too small for this, but Stradbroke or Moreton, you grow up there. And there's nothing to do, so you get pregnant at 15. The amount of stories, like I had family living on the island, the amount of stories, like my family left, my cousins left because they were like, their mum was like, they're going to get knocked up so early. We got to get the fuck out of here.
Dude, it's small town syndrome.
Yeah.
It's like, it's...
It's called small down syndrome.
That's right.
No, that's different.
Oh, sorry.
Your island's okay though, but come on. Yeah, but...
It's okay. I lived on a better
there's
island.
There's that other
before.
Bigger island... Just to the fucking west of it, east of it, I should say. That's the worst. And they all come here all the time and it gives me the shits.
New Zealand? Are you talking about New Zealand?
New Zealand.
Are you talking about St. Helena?
No.
So, I like so
which one was the Peel Island was a leper colony, wasn't
yes,
it?
Peel Island
what was St. Helena?
We had leopards?
Was that a
yeah,
prison?
We had leopards.
St. Helena was a prison.
Do you reckon there's any leopards yeah. left?
The leper island as well. Yeah, there was a leper island. Was Peel?
Yeah, Peel was left.
St. Helena, if you read about, St. Helena is an island that we can see. It's the closest island to us, FYI, where we live in Brisbane. But St. Helena, like if you read about it, was fucked up. They were like torturous to those guys. Torturous. And then there's like a bunch of escapes tried, but people tried to escape in a bathtub. And they couldn't. People tried to escape. Yeah, they drowned.
You know what's in the water in around
yeah,
St. Helena?
And
which would have been a
lot
more
of
bad
sharks.
A lot of fucking sharks, mate. Yeah. There's no way you're getting from St. Helena to the
there are a lot of sharks in the bay between here and Stratty. I know that much.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a lot of coochie
lot
on Coochie
sharks.
Island?
Yeah.
You'd hope so.
Mm.
You'd really
That's
hope so.
There was a lot.
Muddy coochies.
A lot of coochie.
Muddy coochies. Coochie Mudlow.
Not just sandy coochies.
Muddy low coochies.
Coochie Mudlow is a weird name for an island. Is it a nicer island?
I think so because I like grew up there and it has
Did
like
you really?
Nicer beaches. Yeah,
I've got a mate that lives on Coochie Mudlow, works at the resort there.
Yeah,
the
mate that does everything, Chris.
It.
I don't know why you're surprised.
It's great. It's a lot smaller, but it has kind of like better beaches.
Isn't Coochie Mudlow known to be the island where everyone goes to do drugs?
That's no, Russell.
Is it Russell?
That's Russell.
I think it's Russell.
Yeah. Man, we've got a lot of islands around here. Anyway, to reiterate, everybody on them has either been to prison, going to prison, or escaping prison.
Or is retired and really old and
you can't
retired.
Say that.
You can't say that word.
You can't say that word.
Sorry.
Everyone's
stopped working. It is relaxing when they're old.
Now, guys, we have...
Was that a... Dig it.
No, he said old.
I said old and
not really fucking old and gross.
Yeah, you're not old
and
enough
relaxing.
To be on the island yet, Chris. It's okay. You've got a bit more time.
It's just cheap to live there,
on that
to be
island.
Honest. It's
What's
just
that?
Cheap.
Do you know why that is, though?
Yeah.
Have you ever questioned yourself, why is it cheaper to live
I
on
know
a fucking
why.
Island? Yeah, you
Because it costs $80 to get to and from with a car.
Right. Yeah, that and also, like, it's... You know, there's
shit.
It's shit, and there's
fucking
a lot of
fucking midges.
So
sand
many
flies.
Fucking
yeah, that's
mosquitoes.
What I mean. You can fucking attack
but also so many
inside.
Like criminals and stuff, and like all that stuff. There's so many fucking.
You're
weird
the
people.
You're the number one criminal on the island. I've seen them ask about you. I do.
Number one. Yeah, let's go.
Top of the leaderboard right now.
Top of the leaderboard.
Norfolk Island. There you go.
Norfolk. Yeah.
Norfolk. That's all criminals and bloody.
What's Norfolk Island?
So Norfolk Island was where the was the boat that got
Titanic.
No, the Bounty, the Mutiny and the Bounty. So when they kicked off the thing, the Mutiny
the chocolate.
And the Bounty, that's where they ended up. No, Mutiny and the Bounty. They split up. The guys, Fletcher Christie, those guys.
The boat?
And so they grew up on. They went to Norfolk Island.
So you're saying a Carnival cruise ship crashed on Norfolk Island?
Pretty much.
And they all got stuck there.
We used
Circus
to say
Island?
When we used to do Norfolk Air, used to fly over there, and we used to say like everyone on it was either newlywed or nearly dead.
That's really funny for a fucking 80-year-old. Anyway,
game.
Moving on.
I love leper porns.
Leper porn? Did you say leper porn?
Leper porn, yeah.
Leper porn is not good.
Yeah, the little like green men.
Oh!
Leper porn. Oh. And their skin's falling off and they fuck each other.
Yeah, okay. Now, guys.
That's right. The good thing about lepers, whenever they
guys,
fuck pussies, they always leave a tip.
Guys, we're in the presence of guys.
I don't get it. I'm so slow.
We're in the presence of a beautiful woman, guys.
So leprosy, right?
I don't want to know. It's fine. I think it's good. Oh, ew. Ew.
They
oh, my God.
Tip.
Ew.
Okay.
Yucky.
Guys,
sorry.
We're
it's
in
like
the presence.
The oldest joke I know.
Connor couldn't.
We're in the presence of a...
Oh!
Smack
got
my
him.
Own leg trying to smack you.
Second.
We're in the presence of a beautiful woman.
Thank you.
Yes, I was going to make that joke and get into it. But we're also in the presence of Nick, who is wearing a $15,000 tie.
$13,000.
Oh, sorry.
It is a pretty cool
tie. What makes it so expensive?
I don't think it's ever coming off because it's stuck.
Yeah, stuck on a Neuralink chip.
Oh, it embeds in the back.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. The Neuralink chip is embedded in the back, but the duct tape.
Chris!
Made, like a little thing.
The duct tape is stuck on the back of her neck, and the Neuralink chip is embedded in the back of her neck.
The Neuralink chip. Now, what were you going to say?
When you rip it out.
The detail. Go on. When you rip it out.
When you rip it off the tie, if you remove the tie, it removes the Neuralink chip. And so, like, that's why
it's so expensive. And rips out your spinal column as well.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking crazy. Yeah.
So, I guess like, this is on forever now. That's why it's so expensive.
Unless you decide to take
it's
it off and I go, oh, your data and stuff.
You could be
so
like,
gotta be careful.
You could do like some sexy businesswoman shoes.
Hi, welcome to this episode of
Investments.
Investments.
Have you ever listened to an investment podcast?
Absolutely not. That's so boring.
Do you want to know what? Do you want to know what the smartest investment is for them is you listening to the podcast. That's their business. It's like Gary Vee. What's up, you fucking assholes? Yeah. You pay me $100 to be here. That's him. His business is talking about how he's got a business.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of people do that.
Yeah, that's us.
Yeah.
Like this is all a pyramid scheme, by the way. Really? I'm at the top of the pyramid.
Okay.
Is that because you want to jump?
The thing is, there will be stairs that it'll be hitting all the way down.
No, he's jumping.
Yeah, I'm jumping high. I'm jumping off.
All the way down.
I have told you in secret that, yes, I want to blow my fucking brains out when we hit 1 million subs. I think that's a poetic way to end it all.
Is that why you keep making jokes?
Yes, dude. I found out about the Russian bot farms and I paid heavily. I'm trying to get there as quick as I can. I don't care what it takes. Because if it means I can get the fuck off this earth quick... I'm your guy.
Where are you going to go?
Probably astral project my somewhere cool.
Yeah, okay, sick. Yeah, that's kind of actually cool.
Ask me where.
Where?
Don't know yet. What were you going to say about the time, Chris?
I know a cool place.
What's that?
It's...
Coochie Budlow Island.
Peel Island. It has a leper colony.
Oh, cool. I'm good. Now, Cletus, what were you saying about the tie?
I was admiring the workmanship. The fashionista that designed this tie clearly went to...
Thank you.
The level to put
There's
in.
A little loop on
yeah.
the back.
Yeah, put a little in the back. Yeah.
Why are you so good at making duct tape ties? Yeah. Why is that a genuine skill you had?
Yeah. I don't know.
And with the fucking Windsor knot and everything as well. It's like
when he made it for Chris, it was pretty amazing. He sat down and genuinely like, do we have footage of that?
Yeah, he put some fucking effort into it.
There you go.
What's going on? What are we building?
Just building another custom-made duct tape tie. That has been real popular online.
Oh yeah, Etsy store.
On my Etsy store, I've been making bank with these ties.
Yeah, you've been paying your money to the tax guy, tax man?
No, not at all.
Yeah, this one. Look, I did this a bit hastily.
I like your watch too. What time is it?
Goob made this one.
What time is it?
It's made of tape, Nick. You fucking idiot.
Look, I wish I could read analog, but if it was digital, I'd be able to read. Oh.
Oh.
Nick.
Hang on.
You're a girl.
What?
You're married.
Surprise.
What?
To a man, correct?
You're married?
Yeah.
New Zealand.
Sorry, I did not mean to bag New Zealand before when I was bagging New Zealand.
No. Chris fucking hates New Zealand, everyone. If you're from New Zealand, just know that we support you, but Chris as an individual hates New Zealanders. He hates them. And I don't want this to affect our patronage if you're listening to this on the Uncut, but... Direct all your hate directly to Chris at ChrisLater87 or 67 on...
69.
Is it ChrisLater67 on Instagram?
Look, I'm going to fucking tell you now.
Well, you're tagged in all of our stuff. I'll fucking...
Yeah,
wait,
67.
Why did you say sorry? I'm not married to New Zealand. Sorry.
No, he apologized for saying...
You said you're married.
Now.
I'm so slow today. My brain is potato.
I love New Zealand.
You've never been.
Yeah, I know, but I can still love it.
I've been there. It's actually quite cool. South Island.
I've been to the airport.
You'd lose your shit on South Island.
Yeah,
you
I would. And
Lord
I wouldn't know
Rings
where
nerd.
The fuck I would find it.
Mate.
What?
My shit. I'd lose it instantly.
Oh, okay, I've got to bring up some things.
I went to a place called Arrowtown. And if you go, you walk, that's where when fucking Liv Tyler's character rescues him from the fucking wraiths, wherever they are, and the water comes down the river, that's the river just in front of Arrowtown.
The Bruin Inn.
I don't know what the fuck it is.
Hey,
nerdy motherfucker.
Why don't you guys start your own Lord of the Rings podcast?
The Lord of the Rings podcast.
And get your boat license and do it on the boat and fuck off and never come back. Nick, I just want
to
say, that was so cruel. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. Now,
I'll be a guest.
Were you a Lord of the Rings fan? Did you?
I like Lord of the Rings.
Let me ask this question.
Wait, we can talk about
Lord of the Rings for a little bit longer. I like Lord of the Rings.
Do you not like Lord of the Rings?
I haven't seen the extended one. Please don't hurt me.
You look like a dude.
That's okay.
I haven't seen the
from Lord of the Rings.
I have
you're
seen
dead
it.
To me.
Many.
You look like a guy from Lord of the Rings.
I have seen a lot.
Look like who?
I've seen it many.
Who do I look like from Lord of the Rings, Chris?
No, I'm just saying you look like one of the guys.
Yeah, Frodo Baggins. You look like Gothmog.
What the fuck is Gothmog? What the fuck is Gothmog?
Put it up, Goob. Put it up next to his face. There you go.
What the fuck is Gothmog?
Funny thing about Gothmog, though, like in the books.
Who named
the name of Gothmog is actually the lieutenant of the Balrogs. and he's like a big fucking Balrog with a big fiery axe.
I know what the Balrog is, but Balrog doesn't look like that.
That's just like an
orc. You look like Gothmog, brother. My brother in Christ, you look like Gothmog. I look like Elijah Wood. You look like a fucking orc, okay? I would like to move on Nick.
You're moving on Nick? What the fuck, dude?
What character She's married. Am I? If you guys That's got right. characters, what character are me and Elias?
Oh, you look a bit like the Liv Tyler character. Who was the Liv Tyler character?
Arwen.
Yeah, you look a bit like Arwen.
Thank you.
Aragorn.
Are you the big tree?
I don't know any of the
tree
women.
You're the big tree man.
Yeah, he does tree look beard. Like tree beard. Yeah, I can see tree beard.
Tree, I am no tree.
Okay, you have to have.
All right. We can move on now.
You have to have sex with Lord of the Rings character.
Tree beard.
Ooh, okay.
Can only be one of the evil ones. Who is it?
Well, because does Galadriel count as an evil one?
No.
Because she can be, because she does a little...
She's not evil.
She's not evil.
But when she fucking goes, she goes bad
she
at one point.
She shows Frodo what will happen if she takes the ring, but she doesn't take the ring.
Well, the scary, well, she's a bit scary.
Yeah, but she's not evil.
There's fucking girls in the whole thing.
I'd have sex with...
There's like three chicks.
I'd have sex with...
Gothmog?
I'd have sex with
Grima Wormtongue.
Nah, I'd have sex with Christopher Lee, dude. I'd be taking Saruman.
What?
For sure.
He's Dracula. You can't fuck Dracula.
Yes, I can, and you can't stop me.
He's also Dooku.
Yeah, who are you gonna
Doody
have?
Dooku. Dooku. Why'd they name him after a poo? Seriously.
I think he's named. I think he's based off Dracula. Count Dooku was meant to be because George Lucas loves Dracula and made. This is not funny.
How do you know George Lucas likes Dracula?
I want to be your master.
How do you know George Lucas likes Dracula? I've never heard that.
I don't know. Read it somewhere.
You bullshit. That's made that up. He just made that up.
Why? Because it's not some random fuckhead fact from a fantail packet
just
that
because
you know.
He's a count doesn't mean...
What did you call him? You
can't count. Say that. Account. Count. Like 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, yeah, you stupid... sorry, count.
I saw what right. you did there.
You guys are bothering me. You're bothering me.
What about the witch? The witch king, isn't that a dude?
The witch.
You
king.
Can have sex with the witch
it
king.
It was
if you
a dude.
Want.
Yeah, he's
Who's
right.
The witch king.
You could
the big ring.
Could, if you had, if you were a dude with a dude,
we don't even have to make eye contact.
You could face fuck any of the Nazguls
in between.
I couldn't.
No, you can't.
No.
Who would you have sex with?
The giant mean spider.
I think
She-Log.
No.
You can't
fucking
pick Cate Blanchett.
There's three chicks in the whole fucking three movies.
You're not allowed to pick them because they're all good guys.
How am I going to pick them? So it's a fucking, it's a sausage fest. It's
yeah,
all
that's
fucking
fine,
dudes.
Dude. Explore your sexuality and fucking pick someone.
I
would say the tree people, but they...
The ant? Jesus, dude.
The tree
people,
no,
they're good.
But
they're good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Elijah Wood.
He's good.
A good guy. You need to pick a bad guy.
Bad guy.
I don't know if he's necessary.
I'm not going to fuck Gollum.
I forgot about Gollum.
His hairs. You actually.
It's just too sad.
You've got the Gollum cut going on, brother.
Gollum's not fucking. Gollum reminds me of that fucking other Elijah Wood character that's in fucking the Sin City.
The creepy dude.
The creepy dude. That's
I don't like
Gollum
Sin City. It doesn't sit well with me.
Who are you fucking?
It's a bit weird.
Probably the cave troll in the Mines of Moria.
Are you
Jesus
taking or receiving?
Probably receiving, and I'll be giving to a lot of like small goblins as well. We'll make it a big orgy.
No, you only have to pick
on top
one.
Of Balin's tomb.
Dude, you only have to pick one. Now you're fucking on the corpse of a dead dwarf.
Yeah, dude, the king of Moria.
I would
X-king.
Do it on the back of a horse. So, which king back of a horse?
Oh, nice.
Who and where?
What about the fell beast, the big flying dragon things?
Oh, there's another girl. Barmaid.
They've got long necks.
I know that that old fucking Samwise ends up with.
All right, just so you know,
Rosie Cotton.
That's a hobbit. He's a hobbit. How come it's not Samwise and Barmaid, but it's Hardway and Samwise?
Rosie Cotton.
You know her fucking last name.
Yes.
You nerdy fuck.
Can there be lots of wild like Lord of the Rings porn out there?
Yeah, for sure.
You shall not pass.
Yeah, so
no, that's probably definitely some wild.
Oh my god, that's chicken green.
Actually, that's fuck.
Did
I
you know?
To look
but
into
again,
that.
They're all guys in the fucking thing. So
wait,
not
did you
all
know?
Of them.
Did you know, bro? That
what about Gothmog and the cave trolls?
Mm. Did you know, brother? Did you know that you and I don't have girlfriends at all? We're alone.
Yeah, I'm aware.
And these guys are actually both happily married.
Oh yeah, no,
to Gothmog.
So like,
Gothmog's married.
What do you think? What do you think? I'm gonna ask you first. What do you think we could do better to like improve in the ladies?
Talk about Lord of the Rings more.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Talk more about Lord of the Rings.
You won't shut the fuck up about it. I've tried to move on like 15 times.
I know, it's so much fun.
Fucking bald idiot.
What are we going to do to get you laid? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I don't want to lay. I want to find the love of my life. I want to be the best version of myself. What do I need to change? What do I need to fix?
Everything.
Fix and you change.
I'm kidding.
Why'd you say change and fix?
Get lots of money.
Okay.
Women love dough.
Would you open to a Russian bride?
Are Mail they order? Conscripted? Into
yeah, but
the Russian
like,
war with Ukraine?
But no.
Then I want a girl in uniform, man. No, I'm not doing that.
Well,
what kind of uniform?
Okay, give me some advice. What could I do with my looks?
You look a lot less sweaty nowadays. So that's good. You've improved on the sweaty shirts.
The hair's an issue right now. The hair. You do need a shear.
Why? What's wrong with my hair? Is it too big?
No, yeah, I think it's okay. It's borderline, but it's you can probably make it work.
I think, yeah, it looks good.
It's a bit piffant.
But I also really want to see one of the two extremes from you or both. I want to see you shave it off and keep like a little bit of fuzz around. Or
what the fuck?
Grow it out crazily and have a big afro.
I am not your plaything, and you keep trying to make...
But you make me your plaything.
Yeah, bro, I pay you to be my plaything. You come in 4 days a week to goof off. How fun's that?
I work hard.
Sometimes.
All the time.
Are you telling the truth?
Are you saying you're hard when you work?
Yes.
That is what he's saying.
I'm hard working.
He is. All right. What about Elias? What could he change with his looks? He's got a new wardrobe. He stopped wearing those fucking hiking boots.
Yeah.
I loved the hiking boots.
Yeah, I still have them. I wear them all the time still.
Good.
I love you, baby.
Yeah, I think the beanie's coming into winter. Australian winter. You could probably pull the beanie out there.
I'm fucking wearing that beanie all the time.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah. You did tend to spend a lot of time on these apps, I've noticed.
Grindr.
And we had a look at the conversation he had on one of his apps the other day that wasn't pretty.
Oh,
look at him worried. He's very worried. Emily had a look at it. Emily had a look at it.
She said it was fine. So what else would you guys change?
I have a suggestion I'd love to make. And I actually, the whole reason we are doing a podcast today is simply because I must bring this up.
Oh, dear.
Now, Elias got his license this year.
Well done. Congratulations. Yay. Good boy.
And he's really happy about it. And then he bought a car. And the car was in pretty decent nick when he got it. He had some crap in it, got rid of it, left a couple of things in there, like a high-vis vest that he never took out. Anyway, I went to put some things in his car, and Captain Horder here has filled that thing to the...
Seats.
It's seven seats. It's a Nissan Pajero. Number plate is...
It's Toyota.
Mitsubishi Pajero.
Is it a Mitsubishi? Yeah. I thought it was always a Toyota.
Yeah. Toyota.
Sorry. Prado. That's embarrassing.
You both.
Was it Prado?
Okay, it's a Pajero, and it is a massive car filled.
It's filled to the brim. Like my swag, which takes up like a fuckload of room, and then like my hiking bag, and then some camping stuff like an SUV.
And what about those picture frames? Are they still in there?
Yeah, but I can't take them
picture
over
frames.
On the
you need picture frames for your hiking.
Do you have like rubbish bags in there still? Bags of rubbish and stuff?
Yeah.
No. You took them out?
Yeah.
So this is all your hiking gear and you've got picture frames.
I took the Hungry Jacks out. That was like one bag.
Now, anyway, I opened his car.
Yeah.
I can't believe this. I've never witnessed this in my life.
I got rid of them.
Listen, I opened the car door.
He says children, we
run. I opened the car door. All down the side of his car door, where the door closes, all down it is a fucking ant's nest. Living
what
in
the
his
fuck?
Car.
What ant's nest?
Bro,
it wasn't a nest.
There was like thousands of ants. Like,
there was not thousands.
Like a fucking high-ho trail.
Hundreds of ants.
Oh, my God.
Like tens.
Tens of thousands?
This is how established this ant's nest in his car was. This car travels for 45 minutes here. This is how established they are. Right. They were carrying... their larvae in around, which means they're growing eggs and hatching them in your car.
It was raining.
That means there's a queen. Bro, there's a queen ant. The only thing that can lay eggs is a queen ant. So there is a queen ant in your car.
Not anymore, dude.
There was so many fun. I literally, I said nothing. I was like,
bombed it?
No.
Did you?
I was like, bro.
I just told him to leave nicely.
He just shook the car.
Hey, guys. Trespassing legally.
Yeah.
Trespassing.
I've never seen it. I swear to God, I've seen messy cars. I've seen roaches in cars. Yeah. I've seen gross shit. I've never seen a fully operational ant's nest.
It's not fully operational. Bro,
they were carrying their babies.
Doing a really good
job. Do you ever take the car onto the island or do you leave it here?
Leave it here on the mainland.
Okay.
Like, and it's like in a place where it's like a big kind of paddock and shit. I park it on grass. And so that's probably how they got
it. No, it's not. Yeah, no, got nothing to do with the fucking Hungry Jacks in your fucking car.
No, well, the fact that you never checked.
Well, you're keeping them alive because you're.
It's not full. Like, it's just got my camping stuff in there.
Okay,
you drove me the other day, and it makes funny noises, and you're like, "Nah, it's fine."
Oh yeah, don't worry about that.
And also, when you hit the brakes on the car, doesn't the indicator turn on?
Yeah.
What? That's a new development.
The indicator light turns on. The indicator doesn't turn on, but the light turns on. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
There's something.
It's expensive, dude, to fix. Yeah. I don't have the money to fix
that.
That's
because I think the car you got needs a lot of work.
And also, I think maybe getting. Look, I'm going to tell you something. A can of Raid is about $5. And that's going to increase the value of that car by at least 40%. Getting rid of the ant's nest in there will increase its value.
Might even increase the chance of you getting a girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
I think this is
what's
going to
happen if you meet a girl. I need to give her a lift.
I think both your problems here can be solved with the one thing.
Sell the car.
You need money and you've got lady problems. So
have
ant problems too.
Ant problems, yeah.
Yeah.
Lady so ant.
Which is money, also the money. Ants.
That's right.
No. So what?
Prostitution.
You should sell your body for cash.
Sell your body. Yeah.
To what?
Well, whatever will fucking take it, I'd reckon.
Mostly men. Mostly fellas.
I think you get hits on the Bumbles or whatever you use, these kids are using nowadays.
I've seen his Hinge profile. The women he matches with are genuinely beautiful.
Yeah, this is it. See, this is what I can't keep track of.
It's his
height.
How
many of these fucking apps are there? I have heard of Tinder. I have heard of Grindr. Now all of a sudden there's this fucking, what'd you say?
Of course you would have heard of
you
Grindr.
Just seen fucking, well, I worked at the airport, man. I worked in the airline. Of course there's fucking everyone.
He's a lot of men he has a crush on. A lot of Brazilians. So,
I knew about Grindr before I knew about Tinder.
Yeah,
but fucking. Of course he did.
We're not shocked about that, mate. Don't you have a wife?
Oh, my fucking God.
Does she know about
it?
So what's this? What is fucking, do you say Hinge?
Hinge and Bumble.
And what is the difference between Hinge and Bumble and Tinder?
There's only very minor differences.
Tinder is to fuck, and then the other ones are to make dates.
Yeah.
So Hinge and Bumble are the same thing?
Yeah.
Bumble women have to message first.
Okay.
And Hinge is more of like a traditional old school dating site where you see all the info, you can message people, whereas the others are like, you can't message people or do anything until you like both match with each other.
So
okay, that sounds a bit safer.
Many hits on the one where you have to wait for the women?
I get absolutely nothing on any of them. I am a little rat boy and they all make it known. But
what about the one you were telling me about, the Hinge? What is it? Fucking, Truth Social. The one you were talking about, Truth Social.
Oh,
what's that? What is
Trump's
that?
Trump's social network.
Tucker Carlson.
I did not hook up with Tucker Carlson.
You know
but
what, though? I'd fuck Tucker Carlson just to fucking
I would
fuck him so fucking
grab
hard.
Grab him by the hair and fuck him so hard.
Fuck him so hard. And then I would just, I'd Stormy Daniels the fucking shit out of
that. I want to say something that I think is attractive about you, and that's your hygiene's improved, because now when you fart. you don't. Goob got really mad at you for being a stinky radioactive prick, and now he goes to what we call the vacuum, which is my open window, and he presses his ass against it and farts out the window.
Is that why there's holes in the mesh?
My favorite was yesterday.
Like acid melted holes. That's right.
My favorite was yesterday. He goes, oh, fuck, oh, and he runs and he goes, I gotta go to the toilet, and he runs to the window. Does a fart and goes. When he farts, he goes, oh, fuck.
Oh, man.
What if someone was walking past? Like, the front is just there.
I know. It's over.
Have you seen Rat Race, the movie Rat Race?
Yeah.
You know, the John Lovitz and his family, when they end up, just before they end up going to the Barbie Museum. Remember that part?
Yeah.
So the daughter has to go to the toilet. She says, Dad, I've got to go to the toilet, And he makes her, says, well, go in a jar. I haven't got a jar. Says, no, it's number twos. And then the next shot is it going down the highway and she's got her ass out the window.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I'm never going to forgive you for this, Dad.
My stepdad's a fisherman and my sister's ex, but at the time they were dating, he loved fishing too. And they went on a fishing trip together for like an overnight fishing trip. And he's like, how was it? And he goes, it was fucked. I'm like, why? Was it rough? He's like, nah, man. There's no toilet on a boat for like 8 hours. I watched your dad take a shit off the side of the dinghy. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, he just told me he had to bend over and he just sat on the side of the thing and took a shit. And I was like, why'd you look? He's like, I don't know, man. It was fucked. And it like fucked him up. Watching him take a shit. Yeah,
we
like,
got a floater. Gonna need a bigger bag.
I can't look away. Look away.
Oh my God.
Imagine catching any fish on that side too.
Oh man, you'd be bringing it up through the. Oh, look.
All right, we're moving on from the car with ants in it.
Yeah.
So
you had to bring it up one more time.
Have you seen the ants lately?
Nah, I got rid of them.
What do you mean you got rid of them?
Hey, I told them to get out. If you do get a lady and you go to pick her up, take her on a date, are you taking her in that fucking car?
Well, yeah.
Mate.
When Kian came to pick me up for our first date, I think for the first date we went to the movies and we met up together, and then for the second date or something, he came to pick me up and he had a van, the shittiest van.
Like mine, like shit.
Yeah, but also it had paintings all on the side from years and years ago. So it had all these cool cartoons or whatever. But if he rocked up to pick me up in that van and my parents saw, they'd be absolutely the fuck not. So by some, I don't know, the universe made it stop working that day. So he couldn't pick me up that night. So we had to use his roommate's car, and it's this little tiny Suzuki Swift or whatever. And it's a white one. And she never cleans it. And there's so much gunge on the front of the screen. We literally couldn't see through when we were driving. So we had to pull over at one point, and we were contemplating just spitting on the windscreen to try and clean it up. But I was like, this is a date with this guy I like. I can't do that.
This was the first date.
What?
Oh,
literally, what do we
that
do?
Is gross.
It was so bad. Yeah, but
what
I
did
still.
You do?
But you did a second date with him. That's impressive.
Yeah, well, I feel now like this was married. The first date. It's true. Yeah.
What did you go and see? What was the movie? Do you remember?
Dracula, the Dracula Untold or whatever. Terrible movie. We talked the whole time. Got in trouble many times. So I don't even know why we bothered. It's because we kept bumping into each other at the movies. So then we're like, let's go see a movie together on purpose. And then we did. And then, yeah.
That's also, I love that. That's what you call a date, is seeing a movie together on purpose. That's how you frame it.
Well, before I was bumped into him.
Because
we kept
bumping into each other.
Yeah.
So he kept bumping into you at the movies.
Twice, yeah. But I was with my family.
Yeah. What a coincidence. Yes,
the funniest thing is that my dad...
He fucking gained that well, didn't he?
I knew him before. This is the only reason why we got together was because I knew him...
School, right?
No, not from school. From sheet metal fabricating.
Yeah.
We both did a competition together. And then my brother taught him how to do the next round or whatever. Mm. I don't know. Coached him or whatever. Anyway, so I didn't really have anything to do with him. But I saw him from afar and I was like, I know that guy. And my dad's like, what a goofy looking freak. And then I was like, I know him. And now I'm married.
Now you're married.
So let me just piece this together for you, right, and let you know what he did.
It was not good.
Do you know Dracula?
Dracula Untold.
Untold.
Do you know Dracula was based off famous Star Wars character Count Dooku?
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Let's bring that back.
Do you know the first date I went with Sandra was we went to a double feature. Back then they had double features. How fucking stupid is this? I went and saw it as a double feature of Beaches. The movie Beaches. You know the movie Beaches?
I don't know the movie Beaches.
Okay. And Dead Poets Society.
That sounds awful.
That was a good movie. So
they are both good movies, but they are both fucking tear jerkers. Serious fucking tear jerkers. They're regarded.
Your Neuralink chip.
Those two films will make you cry your fucking ass off.
And
I'm on a date with a chick for the first time. The whole time in both those fucking films, I'm sitting there going through fucking.
Did it make the hand job a bit uncomfortable?
Oh my God.
Did it make
them? Crying on my
car. Yeah, dude. Just if you don't want to cry, stop watching the fucking movie and get down there.
No.
You're a really gross dude for doing that in a cinema.
I hate that you think that Kian would have any of those thoughts going through his brain other than him.
Was
just
he?
Being
how old
where
was he?
Is.
How old was he?
21. I was 19.
Yeah.
He was with a girl at the time as well, but he wasn't with her. It was his roommate. So I was like,
I made you this out of sheet metal, and it's a letter that says, fuck me.
No, look, I'm not hanging shit in him, man.
No,
I'm
we
fucking
did,
full
we did
props.
It, we did
he
it.
Has gamed that very well.
No,
he's done fucking brilliantly.
Sure.
Anya Kinnan. Good job.
But you know why he thinks that? Because he's a predator, Nick.
He also beat me in the sheet metal competition, hence why my brother had to coach
him. Oh, thank God you finished that sentence.
Didn't he get disqualified if he was beating you during the competition? what the fuck, dude?
No, the competition we did. He won. I lost. Because I'm a woman and I can't make things out of metal without crying.
So he wasn't beating you during
that. I'm just a little girl.
By the way, you could learn from Ken. Ken, married to a hottie.
It's
you
Kian,
two.
You fucking
Ken,
clown.
Kian, did I say Kian again? Did I?
It's fine.
I say
it's
all the time. Kian, sorry.
Kian
yes.
Peel.
Kian Peel.
Yeah,
can
so
I?
Kian's
can
done
I
well.
Get it?
Kian,
can I give you my
masturbating?
Can I give you my? No, dude.
So what, go to the movies? Predator women at movies.
Can I can I give you my theory on how you got Sandy?
No.
So there's a there's a drug called Rufalin.
You can't taste roofies, by the way. Just
whoa! You know so much about Grindr and roofies, I'm confused.
Oh, she's not going to taste...
That's right. Yeah. You were the one who told me about roofies, though. You said it makes your ass hurt, though.
No, that's
jungle juice.
That's jungle juice.
No, but it doesn't make your ass hurt. Your ass. It loosens it.
Yeah, and don't drink it, you'll die.
You told me
the
last time you had roofies, you woke up with a very sore ass.
No, he asked you if you would tell anyone if you had roofies and had a sore ass, would you tell a soul? And you said no. And he said,
and then he asked
let's
me to
go out clubbing.
With him.
Yeah, I don't remember anything
by the way, do you
want to
go camping?
Yeah. You're the one roofying people. How come you?
No, but I woke up after.
You know what it is that why you don't have a girlfriend?
Why is that, Connor?
It's not the ants in your car.
No?
It's not the hairline.
No, what is it?
It's not the living on an island with your parents.
Yep.
It's the attitude.
The attitude?
You've got a shit attitude, man. I don't like... Yeah, you've got a bad attitude.
That's what you need to be. Attitude. You need to be, like, forceful, Elias. Like,
all right.
I can be
gung-ho.
Forceful.
Like,
that's
what's that
cool.
fucking
that's
Tony
rapey.
Robbins? You've got a
that's
Tony
rapey.
Robbins
yeah,
that shit.
That's brain works different.
You turn,
that's rapey, man. That's rapey.
Forceful.
No, Tony Robbins.
Okay, but now...
Like Count Dracula.
Tony Robbins. No,
like Count Dracula,
confident.
He forces himself on people to suck their blood.
What about Count Dooku?
Count Dooku.
Oh,
the force, bro.
Oh, yeah, force people
blood,
to suck.
You want, you want me to suck you off?
Wait, so now it's your turn to tell Connor why he doesn't have
Yeah, there you go.
Honestly, the reason you can't get a girlfriend, number of reasons.
the reason I can't get a girlfriend is a number of reasons.
Number one.
The lightsaber on your bed.
The lightsaber.
This serves two DVD in the DVD player that I put there.
I put there.
That's just two reasons. That's fine. That's enough.
So you put Smurfs 2 in my DVD player?
Yeah, that's why you don't get a girlfriend, dude.
And what was the first one? I have a
lightsaber on your bed, yeah.
I don't have a lightsaber on my bed.
Check again, dude.
I thought you'd go so mean. You just lied.
I couldn't.
Nah, yeah, I love
aww,
you, man.
That's
I
so
love
sweet.
You too.
This
don't
is why, because you are sweet. He's got the right attitude. He doesn't have to be mean. He's lovely.
I actually think Elias
I didn't
is...
say mean. I mean, I said confident. He's got to be.
No, you didn't.
You
said forceful.
Take charge. I mean, like a take charge kind of guy.
I actually think.
Like, hey, girl,
so rather than saying,
go to the
hey, let's go on a date. Let's go on a date and then not respond, waiting for a response.
You're fucking coming on a date with me whether you like it or not.
Yeah, that's
bitch.
Good. That's good. Yeah. That's what Chris is saying to do. You're spinning on your phone.
Oh, no.
Oh sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, my phone's playing up. It's typing stuff that it's not.
You fucking stupid bitch.
Sorry, I'm sorry. It's not me. It's my spit. My phone's.
Okay, so I sweat less. I'm less sweaty because it's not hot anymore. So it's, are you telling me that I need to widen the range of my eyes? I can't control how close my eyes are together.
You have stopped wearing I've given you this advice before. You've stopped wearing the Jeffrey Dahmer glasses. That's a big help.
It wasn't you, it was Tamara. She really bullied me out of it. She really bullied me out of it. I went, fuck this. I thought I looked better in glasses. I don't. So
no, but it's the type of glasses. There are different styles of glasses.
See,
you don't have to wear
you
fucking
have the same
serial killer ones.
Get your fucking glasses out. You have the same glasses
no,
as
the
me.
The thing
I
is,
do not.
What you do with glasses, Connor, not. You never wear them until you start reading something, and then you're like, hang on, let me just get out my intelligence glasses.
They're called reading glasses, you fucking idiot. That's what they are. They're reading glasses.
So you wear them when you read.
That's right. Because yeah. Reading is a sign of intelligence.
Yeah.
Do you know how to
not
read?
Not reading TikToks and fucking shit
well,
like that.
I can read some things.
Like what?
Skulls.
McDonald's menu.
No, I can't read that. I look at the pictures for that.
It's okay,
I'll get the one on the right, a third down.
What happens if it changes screen?
Yeah,
wait,
fucked.
Go back. Go back.
It's got lettuce on it. Two patties.
You know that one? That
Do McDonald's have a veggie burger like Hungry Jack's?
No.
Oh, my God. No one cares about your veggie burger.
Terrible. Get this.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Elias has this. He's been going to the gym in my garage lately. I don't have gym equipment. He just stands in there for an hour. But
there's a guy in his garage.
I think
gym.
About gymming for like for an hour.
You wouldn't
gymming,
believe,
is that what you call it?
You wouldn't believe the mental sweat he breaks.
Huh? That's what not what Jim calls it? He calls it Eliasing.
Wait, do you know what gooning is?
Gooning?
Gooning. Do you know what gooning is? It's a new phrase. No. I know I'm getting too old.
Gooning would surely be drinking goon, which is
cheap
wine.
That's what it is. Okay. But I know I'm getting...
Your fucking generation go fuck themselves. Our generation had that.
I know. Yeah, sorry. It. I'm so sorry. You knew it. You're a big gooner, aren't you?
Sorry?
You're a gooner.
Yeah, but he was five.
No, the old bladder things.
Have you ever gooned in front of your kids?
No.
Really?
No, I've never gooned in front of my kids. It's something else, isn't it? It's something
I
else.
I actually don't know.
You fuckers.
Gooning, gooning, jelking, edging.
Oh, jelking. I love jelking.
You don't know what these are?
No.
This is the new generation, Gen Z. These little fucking rats.
All I do is watch The Great British
Bake
Off.
They make up so much shit.
So all my knowledge is on pastries.
That's very millennial of you.
My generation's under your fucking generation.
It's good
though.
We are millennials. Embrace it.
Yeah.
Am I millennial?
You and your fucking Greta Thunberg's making up all this shit.
Millennial.
Sorry, guys. We've got an old man ranting in the corner.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I got Greta Thunberg.
Dutch tradition is black peep.
Dutch tradition.
Which is like at Christmas.
It was a Dutch Christmas thing.
Legit Dutch tradition is at Christmas. Black Pete is like a Christmas antagonist.
He's like
he's a chimney boy.
He's like a Grinch.
He's a chimney boy and he's covered in black soot, right? So kids would dress up as Black Pete and have black soot, which you could argue, but what doesn't make sense is why Black Pete had big red lips.
I didn't do that.
It's about dogs licking. They just like a lick.
It's affection.
It's like when you've got a coin slot and their tongue is the coin and it just goes straight into that coin slot.
I did
slot.
Help train her accuracy.
Yeah, I know. I'm very aware.
Don't look at me with those whites. The whites in your
she's
eyes.
She's incredibly on these little skinny legs.
Yeah.
And the power, like you had before, the power
she's so
she has.
Strong.
She's strong.
Yeah, we know why though.
What a cute little girl.
We know why.
What a cute little girl.
Oh, she's such an angel. See, look straight for the face. Like she's going into the kill. Aww. With a little bum. She's so cute. I love her little
For tail. Audio listeners, Goob. We're talking about Goob. He's mounting everyone and licking their faces.
That's a cute little bum.
Goob's
oh,
little bum.
So licky.
Open your mouth.
Goob's little bum.
Mm, nom, nom, nom.
Open your mouth, dude.
And his bird skull.
Bird skull.
I actually think you're a very attractive, lovely fella. And I tell you that a lot.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to be fine. And I reckon you'll... I reckon you'll find a really... Really,
you'll find a nice girl.
Yeah, you'll find a really lovely girl.
Thanks,
you deserve it. And you're also like one of the nicest, funniest dudes I know.
Thanks.
And you're really good looking.
Thanks, Connor.
Just keep the hat on.
Oh, no.
That's right. These little rabbits over here keep telling me to get a haircut.
And I tell you to either get a cut or grow it out.
Yeah, no, you don't tell me to get a cut. You say shave that
shit
off.
Yeah, shave it off.
How big would it get if you just let it grow out?
It goes full afro.
Dude, it's... crazy. Oh. I reckon it would look fucking sick if you like properly styled it and stuff.
And then you could wear the glasses again. Because then it'd be like a Napoleon Dynamite cosplay.
There and I could learn the dance.
That gets the girls. That gets the goods.
I am deterred by women. I used to be really good, really fun, like fooling around, having fun. Now I'm like very like with everyone. I'm
why?
Like. I think I'm getting older. I'm just like tired.
Yeah, that'll go.
I don't want to have like casual flings at all. Like it's exhausting. Okay. It's a waste of time. I'm not gay. And even if I was, this wouldn't change. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I just like, I'm looking for some companionship, sincere companionship.
With a man.
It's okay, man. It's all right these days.
You can change your mind. You don't have to decide. Like sexuality isn't like a linear experience.
It can be fluid.
It can change.
You don't like the banana anymore? You like the banana? Fuck your socks off, please.
What if I like punana?
Ooh,
isn't that a fruit?
Oh, no.
Are we talking about fruit? Oh, you meant pussy and
cotton. I know some people on Peel Island.
Lepers?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good, dude.
Leper pawns.
Do you know any girls trisexuals on your island? Are there any girls on your island that you're attracted to?
Do you guys, if you went out and you saw a pretty girl, have you ever or would you ever ask them out in person or something?
Yeah. I did at a party. And recently, the three of us were at a party, and I was talking to a girl that I knew somewhat. And then at the end of the night, I was like, "Oh, hey, let's get a drink sometime." And she went, "Nah." And I went,
"Okay,
oh."
Two questions.
And I said, "That's all good." And she went, "Are you sure?" I went, "Yeah, I'm a Mormon. I don't really want to. I don't date anyway." Yeah. I was just asking his friends, and I walked off.
Were you wearing the glasses?
No.
How recently had you had a haircut?
Like the day before.
Yeah, it was like recent.
Had you whipped your cock out while you were asking her the question?
Why is that relevant? So what if I did?
That's such
how many
a,
drinks?
But like, that's
down where you.
She wasn't rude.
I know, but it's weird that she wasn't just like, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
like,
it's weird that she didn't lie to my face and then ghost me later. Mm. Like, just be fucking appropriate and give me the ego boost for the night.
Right.
But I actually, like me personally, I will always appreciate someone being up front with me because I'm too, I don't know, autistic or whatever it is to like register.
Whereas I would be now more forceful and be like, what the fuck are you doing? I deserve this, okay? Just because I'm showing you love doesn't mean that you're allowed to shy away from it. You have to accept it and give me love.
That's so true.
And then put the handcuffs on her and take her outside.
That's why I got these puppies ready at any time.
Have you asked out a girl IRL, like, around about, like, what did they say?
They were keen.
Yeah?
So that never happened.
Then you never organized anything.
No, we did.
Just fizzles out.
Just fizzles out, yeah.
In that car?
Huh?
Did you pick her up in that car?
That's probably why.
No.
No. Because it didn't work that day.
Was she an island girl? No. Or
island girl.
I find it way easier to meet, like if I'm meeting someone in a casual event and talking to them, it's way easier to make a connection and then go from there and ask them.
Listen, you fuck. Sure. This is my fucking whole childhood growing up. We didn't have mobile phones and fucking anything else. It was like, everything was done in real life.
Do you want a rocking chair and a pipe and a bathrobe as you have this conversation?
No, fuck me.
I just feel like it's going away.
To have a conversation, that was what we had to do.
Yeah, it's not our fucking fault the technology's coming like this. We don't welcome it. We're not like, oh, yay, dating is now all about a fucking image swiping left or right. No one's happy about that.
Yeah, no one's happy about that shit.
No one's happy that now socializing is like, hey, like, I can fucking reach you any minute of your life. Mm. Like, no one wants that. No one wants to be on Zoom moving their mouse every 5 seconds and then going back and playing games because their fucking boss is mad that they have to. Like, no one likes it. This is how things are.
Bring me back to the days when you write a letter and it'd take months to get a reply.
I used to send letters. Oh my God.
Did you really?
I used to send letters to a boy that was in the army. And so I'd send like pictures and I would like put a little.
How old were you, Matt Kian?
19. It wasn't Ian, no.
Was he in the Ukrainian army?
No.
Because he is not getting those letters, mate.
Yeah.
This was many, many years ago.
Was he in the other army?
I've dated many strangers.
Was his name Vlad?
No, he was very Aussie. Vladimir. Like, think of the most boganiest bogan.
Yeah.
He's lovely.
Nick's into rats.
He's very lovely.
Nick's into ratty men.
This guy
men.
Wasn't really a rat, but that's probably why nothing ever happened.
Yeah, Nick's into ratty men. And that's funny because Kian's like a beautiful lumberjack.
He's
a lumberjack. Actually, lumberjacks are very good. Yeah,
nah, my type was always like look like they're on crack or like they turn sideways and you can't see them anymore because they're so thin.
Oh,
like
wow.
They need
I bet
to be
Dad
little
loved
people.
That.
Yeah, that's why I think I did it. It was like self sabotaging or men that are like twice my age.
Oh my God, Nick.
I was a terrible daughter.
I'm like four times her age.
Yeah,
so that's
sorry.
Not,
yeah.
You're 30 years older than me.
Yeah.
But emotionally, you're 10 years younger than me. So what the fuck's with that? What's going on with that?
What was your favorite?
You touch your dick and balls like a 14-year-old.
You're an old show.
What was your favorite letter to send? Mine was probably
Santa.
Jay.
Very good. Mine was the letters I sent back in the 70s to the different news media organizations about the women I was killing. And I used to leave a little fun little puzzle at the end.
Wait.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
Hence the glasses.
Could you imagine
what kind
of
puzzles?
Tricky ones.
Like Sudoku? Because I love Sudoku.
It was just like Sudoku, yeah.
Fuck
some
yeah,
aren't
that's
solved.
Sick, dude. Really?
Yeah.
Unsolvable Sudokus.
I was sending like cosplay pictures of me, and not the sexy cosplay. This was when I first started. This was when I was like 17.
Here's my Maleficent cosplay.
No, I was like Hatsune Miku. I had like big blue hair, and I was sending it to this guy in the army. He would have been like, "Yeah, cool." And the other guys would have been like, "The fuck is this bitch doing?" And I'm here like Hatsune Miku.
You know, I didn't know about
now
this.
Now it's common.
I got told by an ex who was dating someone in the army. They have a Dear John wall, so they have a whole wall of all of the messages and letters of when they find out they're being their wives are having affairs or leaving them, and they have a whole wall of it of all, and they have like so they sad. Say horrible
I'd imagine
shit.
You're broken up by facts.
Imagine that's if they had me in the corner as Miku, like.
This is the guy I've told you about. This guy before. This guy, honestly, think about two different polar opposites of Earth. This guy was going to...
When did that happen?
You
we were
yourself.
All going to Disneyland. So Sandra and I and this guy and his fiance, we were going to go to Disneyland. This is back in the 90s. And California Disneyland. And then like a week before, she sends him a fax. She was a doctor in Toowoomba. Sends
fax.
Him a fax. Yeah,
oh,
sends
boy.
Him, this is before mobiles, man. She sends him a fax saying it's all over at Rover.
Before telephones.
So he comes and says, oh, look, I'm sorry, we're not going. So Sandra and I go off to Disneyland by ourselves. Have a great old time. We come back. I see him a couple of weeks later. And I said, so what'd you do? Did you go away? And he goes, yeah, I went away. I went by myself. I said, where'd you go? And he said, Auschwitz. I shit you not. He went to fucking Auschwitz by himself.
Oh my God.
Instead of going to Disneyland with his girlfriend, gets broken up with and goes to Auschwitz by himself instead.
That is like.
Is that not the fucking saddest thing? Yeah. I think it's the like polar opposite.
What happened in Auschwitz?
He went
there. Sorry. Are you talking about the fucking Holocaust? Are you? After criticizing
me. I'm making jokes about it.
Well, I mean, that sounds like a
story.
Funny little story.
I would have gone to Disneyland and picked up. I would have gotten to one of those.
I would have picked up at Auschwitz.
Hey, Mickey Mouse.
I would have picked up at Auschwitz. Get them when they're emotionally vulnerable.
Well, when you were telling me
not
the story,
the dying Jews, the patrons.
You see, when you were telling me he went there,
do you have to pay for Auschwitz?
I don't think so. I don't think he. Well, maybe now. This is back in the '90s. Was that a bit different?
Like
this is pre.
Bucks.
Yeah. Yeah, this was not. It was not the fucking hell.
Oh
fucking hell! Did
oh
you just
God.
Say that?
Oh my
Thank God!
God
there's
so
no microphone
know,
on you.
You just said it'd be worth it because you get a free watch and shoes when you leave. And for Chris,
Gold
someone like
teeth.
Chris, they offer you a wig as well out of real hair.
Jesus Christ.
We're all history buffs here, okay? All of us.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I know nothing.
You know so much.
I know nothing.
But you know so much about, like, the most absurd shit I've ever heard.
If you ask me anything about the six wives of King Henry the VIII.
Bees.
Sixth, eighth.
Bees. Yeah. Musicals.
Oh,
I've seen his
sheet metal.
Fourth wife.
Every piece of pop culture.
So that is, oh, fuck, which one's there? We've got...
Manga.
Mongo.
Mangoes.
Hang on, I'm quizzing her.
Okay,
fourth,
hang on. Yeah,
wife.
I have to go through the songs. That's the problem, because I only know it from Six the Musical.
Okay. See, so told you it's
like,
musicals.
My name's Catherine of Aragon, so that's number one. Mm-hmm. Was married 24 years. I'm a paragon of royalty. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's that one. Then there's Anne Boleyn, who's like the little slut. Love her. No.
That's number two.
Number's no two. Number three. Is who came after Anne Boleyn? The boring one.
Jamie Lynn Spears.
No, I think it was like Catherine Howard.
I
think the fourth one is my favorite one.
Jane Seymour.
Oh no, Jane Seymour's the boring
Jane
one.
Seaman.
Jane Seymour, the only one he truly loved. Rude. And then, so I think she's number three. Her song sucks. And then number four, Catherine Howard's my favorite one.
Yeah, okay.
I'm pretty sure. And then Catherine Howard. And then after that's maybe it's just fifth. I don't know.
I need a fucking answer
I'm
right
so
now.
I'm so sorry.
I need
sorry.
A, who's it?
Who's
King Henry?
One? King Henry the Eighth?
I'm Henry the Eighth. I am. Henry the Eighth.
Hang on. Because I have to go through the whole song. You know what I'm saying? I know everything about him, but I have to go through his whole song.
It says here the fourth wife of King Henry the Eighth is Gothmog.
Oh, how did I forget that?
Do you reckon?
Anne of Cleves.
Do you reckon if Darth?
So it was Anne Boleyn, wasn't it?
Anne Boleyn.
You got to be careful you say that because Amber Lynn.
Yeah.
Wasn't she like a famous porn actress?
It's Jamie Lynn Spears.
I don't know.
You're thinking
I
of the sister
that.
Of Britney Spears.
Holy shit.
No,
and
Amber
then the next
Lynn. I'm sure there's an Amber.
Who did you
Lynn.
Say it was?
The fourth one.
Was not
Catherine Howard or? Anne of Cleves?
Yeah, it's Anne of Cleves.
Anne of Cleves, yeah.
Anne of Cleves.
I think Anne of Cleves is the fourth one. And then fifth one is
Gothmog.
My favorite. No, Catherine Howard. And then the last one, which is boring as well, but I can't remember her name.
Catherine Parr.
Oh,
who?
Yeah.
Catherine Parr.
Catherine?
So
Catherine
he had three
Parr.
Fucking... He went, so three of these fucking six wives were Catherine's.
Catherine's, correct, yes.
That's fucking weird.
That's Parr. Well, he made him change their names to Catherine.
Did he really?
Yeah. That's a bit of trivia for you.
Did you actually... Are you lying?
No, I'm telling the truth.
He did what?
He made them change their names to Catherine.
He's lying. I can hear in his voice. I always know when he's lying.
End of Cleves.
And the fourth one and the fifth one, he made them change their names to Gothmog.
I feel like we're coming like Gothmog. So this is like going to be, this will be like episode 12. No, which one did we do last?
My favorite number.
10. We
this
did
is
10.
Episode 11 because 10 was Mally Michael.
That's 11.
But I feel like we're coming into our own in the podcast, which really means there's no more filter. We're less nervous. So we just.
I just want to sing six songs now. Okay, here we go.
I want to just talk about Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
Yeah, we can for
we can
now.
Do it at the same time.
Gothmog. Yeah, oh, Gothmog.
No way. There's no way. Yeah. You must agree that, baby, all the time I've been by your side.
Just into it.
I've never lost control, no matter how many times you made me cry.
Gothmog!
I'm my golden rule.
Who was the octopusy chick in Little Mermaid? Ursula? Is it Ursula? The big fucking... Would you ever cosplay as her?
That's so mean.
I'm just fucking...
That's fucking awful.
You were talking before about how you used to do cosplay. But
I still
when you were
do cosplay. No, literally
no,
my
no you were saying
you know
before you were talking
mermaid?
About
you ever
the fucking
as
soldier.
Fat squid?
You were talking about dating Vladimir Putin. You said that he was... That this was before when you used to do cosplay, but before you did sexy cosplay. I'm thinking, well, who wasn't sexy cosplay? And then you said some character I've never fucking heard of. And then I thought, Ursula.
I think we've learned a lot, guys.
I think we've learned so much.
It's been
much.
Very educational.
Yeah. Well, let's go around the circle and say one thing that we've learned this podcast.
I don't like
Chris,
doing circles
you
with
start.
You.
I'll start. I learned today that the ants in Elias's car that were carrying their brood to and fro because he has so much garbage in there that they have created garbage. A nest, mm-hmm. have a queen living in there because mm-hmm. the only way they'd have brood is with a queen, mm-hmm. which means you've successfully cultivated an ant farm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay.
Very good.
Now you.
Well, I learned the difference between Tinder and Humble and fucking Bumble and a lot of this shit and Grindr.
What's the difference?
He's only on Grindr.
I'm only on Grindr.
If you want to be sure of sex, Grindr.
Whoa.
That's so true.
Yeah, wow.
There you go. That's my advice to you.
Thank you.
Embrace Grindr.
No, Nick, what the fuck
did
you
say?
You guys just said me and you're pointing at me.
No, we didn't.
No one,
no one did that, dude. Play it back. Play back the tape. No one's pointing. You are fucking tripping out, dude. No one pointed at you. We went, cool. And you went,
He can go. I don't mind. It could be a weird squirkle.
He's a sexist pig and he's doing this to.
No, he's doing
you.
What Chris told him to do, which is what he learned, which was to be more
forceful. Maybe I'm saving the best to last, okay?
No, it's your turn.
So I'll go last.
Yeah.
I met Gothmog today. That
yeah,
was
you
exciting.
Learn. You learn. He looks just like Gothmog.
I learned about Gothmog.
Poor guy.
Gothmonk. A goth monk.
Where are we going this weekend, by the way? Did you find more places?
We just missed you now.
Not really. Well, because the places I was looking at were sleeping four because until fucking Tweedledee and Tweedledum fucking
hell
bite
yeah,
dogs.
They were sleeping four.
So
that's why it only meant
so I don't know
money.
What are you fucking doing?
Know,
we're
that
we're staying for, we're staying for two
holiday,
nights.
Huh? Yeah, that's so much money.
Ooh,
we
well, we
can probably
on a
play.
Park
we
bench.
Can probably play like find a place. I reckon for like 400.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, like, yeah.
Hi, Elias. What did you learn today?
No. We could probably find a place for like 400. I reckon that could be doable. Would you do that? Hmm? I don't care, dude. Hurry up.
I learned that Count Dooku and Dracula are based on the same person.
No, that was the fact you brought today.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't. You brought that fact up.
No, dude. No,
you're the one
that
fucking
you brought
said
that
it.
Fact up.
You were insisting on talking about two things. You wanted to talk about how Count Dooku and Count Dracula are the same person and how Black Pete is just soot. I guarantee you the last bit of this is only going to be in the Patreon cut. Thank you so much for listening to the Cracker Milk podcast. Remember, you can find the full uncut, unedited, and let me tell you, this episode is worth the uncut version. I promise you, it is very funny. You can find all of that on our Patreon.
That's right.
You said that every time.
You'll learn heaps about
I try.
Dutch
don't
culture.
Go to the Patreon.
Yeah. You should go.
Dutch
and
culture.
Just so you know,
don't
it's not soot. So thanks to Chris and Nick for coming on board.
Thanks, guys. Thank you for having me.
And just so you know, next episode, we'll be featuring Gus Johnson coming out next week. This time next week. Yeah, Gus Johnson.
Gus Johnson.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Peace. Bye.
I'll do a little dance.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Oh,
go to the vacuum.
It was soot. It was fucking soot.